Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like, please enter your case number followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters from the PAIEB. If you do not have your case number and need help from a representative to get it, press 1. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Nikisha. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
So, my name is Naftali with Family First Care. I have here an authorized representative of a patient. They would like to find out if the patient had a Maximus appointment or they have to reschedule it. So, it's the son of the patient.
May I have your first and last name, please, with the spelling?
My first name is Naftali, N as Nancy, A, S as Father, T as Tom, A-L-I. My last name is Winkler.
And you're calling in from where, sir?
From Family First Care.
Thank you. May I have the phone number where you're calling in from?
My phone number is 267-551-7445.
Thank you. You can go ahead and connect the applicant.
Yes, so he's on the line, actually.
All right. And may I have the applicant's first and last name, please, with the spelling?
Would it be my mom's or would it be mine?
Your
we
mom.
Can start with yours first, sir. We can start with yours
okay.
first, please.
Okay. Mine is J-A-T as in tomorrow, M as in Nancy, I-E-L, so it'd be Jatniel. Last name Cirillo, C-I-R-I-L-O.
I'm sorry, C-I-R-I-L-O for the last name?
Yeah. C as in cat, I-R-I-L-O.
Thank you. And may I have the applicant's first and last name, please, with the spelling?
Yeah, hers would be L. U, Z as in zebra, Luz. Middle initial would be R, Raquel, Cirillo, same last name as mine, C-I-R-I-L-O.
Thank you. I may have the phone number where you're calling in from, please.
Yeah, 717-333-6813.
Thank you. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else today?
I'm calling for her.
Thank you. And are you calling for the first time to check the status of an existing case?
I thought we had something scheduled yesterday, but I'm not sure.
All right. Thank you so much. And before we can proceed, I need to collect everyone's name in relationship to the applicant. Is it okay to speak about your personal case information with Mr. Winkler from Family First Care, the third party on the line with us today?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. and I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. May I have the date of birth of the applicant, please?
10-1-1948.
Thank you. Can you confirm the address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 453 South Lime Street, apartment 306 now.
And can you verify your address for me, please?
I live with her, yeah, 543 South Lime Street.
Thank
or 453, I'm sorry.
And city, state, and zip code, please.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 17602.
Thank you. And you're calling to check and see if there was an appointment scheduled for tomorrow, is that correct?
No, I didn't know if there was a appointment scheduled yesterday or if we missed one or if we can schedule one.
I'll be more than happy to check the status of the application, sir. May I place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. One moment, please. Thank you so much for being so patient and holding for me. So an appointment does not need to be scheduled at this time. The application failure to provide the documents to the county assistance office, you would have to comply with the county assistance office so they can go ahead and make their financial determination. So they are requesting documentation, and I can provide you with the documents that they are still requesting. In reference
okay.
to move forward. Okay.
Okay, and when I get that documentation, because I believe I have half of it, but
okay,
I don't know what to do. I don't know who to take it to, or I don't know.
I can help.
I can let you
send it to you.
I can help.
Okay, go ahead, bud.
I can assist and let you know. Because they did, it looks like they sent out a letter to the 453 on... That was sent out on March 2nd of 2026. So you would send it to Lancaster County Assistance Office, and they're at 832 Manor Street.
Okay. Can I physically take it over there?
Yes. You can go down to the Lancaster County Assistance Office, and I would just advise just go ahead and assist and take them what you have. And then I can let you know what other documentations that they're requesting. If you don't have that information, I can provide you with that now if you'd like me to do so.
Okay, because I know, like, two of the things she doesn't, like, she doesn't have, like, life insurance and, like, and they're asking for documents for that. We don't, it doesn't apply, you know?
So what you would need to do is write a hardship letter stating the things that do not apply, okay?
Okay.
And provide that to the Lancaster County Assistance Office. So if any of the things that they are requesting does not apply, you would want to write a hardship letter to the county to let them know that she does not have these things that they're requesting at this time.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Did you want
All
me to
right.
go
and
over
I...
the information that they're requesting? And if and also I can provide you with the their number as well if you'd like to reach out to them by phone.
Yes, please.
Okay, because I am kind of close to them, like distance-wise, so I can stop over at that office. I wanted to know if we have a deadline. Because last time they said we had a deadline, and I wasn't aware. This is also new to me, and I don't know. I'm trying to figure it all out.
So they said the information. So they did give you a due date. It was on. It said the information was not received by the due date on February the 18th of 2026. But you would have to reach out to them because they just mailed this out to you. The mailing date was on March the 2nd of 2026. So it. One moment.
Okay.
So there may be an additional date, but you would have to reach out to the county. They would have to provide you with that information.
Okay.
Okay.
All
would
right,
you like
yeah,
their
I'll
number?
Stop down at that office. I'm going to stop at the office because I want to make sure. Yeah.
I do understand. Well, thank you for speaking with me today. If you do have any questions about your application, please contact our call center at 877-550-4227. Do you have any other questions?
No questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you like to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
I don't have time right now. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you very much.